Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIE10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIE10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Vice President Kamala Harris back in the United States this morning after a trip to Guatemala and Mexico, her first foreign trip as vice president. This morning, we're told that some of what she said on the trip, her answers, those answers have White House insiders perplexed.
And I don't understand the point that you're making.
You don't understand. How do you think I feel?
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
The United States southern border with Mexico is not the only important issue that matters to the world.
Really?
Like what? Is there anything that the National Forest Service can do to change the course of the moon's orbit or the Earth's orbit around the sun?
Anyways, the key to this plan is the giant laser. It was invented by the noted Cambridge physicist, Dr. Parsons. Therefore, we shall call it the Alan Parsons Project.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Now, you can tell me the truth. When you saw the headline yesterday about the horrible rape of the woman on the ferry from Martha's Vineyard to Woods Hole, and you saw the word Dorchester man accused, you said to yourself, you know what? I understand why they had to do that for reasons of political correctness, but I'm really guessing he's not a Dorchester man. He's not even a Hyde Park man or a Quincy man or a Milton man. He's not. Well, it turns out if you thought that, you were right. Brandon Sanchez DeJesus, and I know people are going to text in and say his name. Hey, it's DeJesus. How you know how to pronounce it? I'm pronouncing it the way I pronounce it. I'm a Wellesley man. I'm pronouncing it DeJesus. He is an illegal alien, and he overstayed a 90-day waiver of his passport arriving in the U.S. from Portugal via Cape Verde. I'm guessing he's a Cape Verdean. He has been, DeJesus is being held on $25,000 bail and is due back in Falmouth District Court June 29th. And the Bristol County Sheriff's Office, Tom Hodgson, will have him on at 4:30. He said he told us today they ran a background check on the suspect and he came back as foreign-born, and he had an encounter with law enforcement in 2019. Can you imagine that? An illegal alien had an encounter with law enforcement? What were the odds?
I'm shocked.
What the hell were the odds of that happening? So we'll have more on this as the afternoon goes on. But you know, it's an amazing thing. You know, Taylor got a call. We alerted the Herald. The Herald had the story up. There's nothing in the Globe about it. Nothing in the Cape Cod Times. I mean, you would think they would be interested in this. I mean, you know, this. I sometimes think the elites think that they're never going to have to deal with this tidal wave of illegal alien crime. But, you know, not everybody, even today, can afford to fly to Martha's Vineyard in a private jet. You know, there are going to be some, if not the Democrat beautiful people themselves, the children of the Democrat beautiful people are going to be on the ferry now and again. And they're going to run into this problem. And, you know, this is not something that everybody can hide from. The crime wave that the Democrats are importing into the United States of America, and that it's been going on for all these years. And Trump sort of began to get a handle on it. But as soon as Biden got into office, you know, the doors were wide open. They rang the dinner bell for every third world indigent and drifter and MS-13 gangbanger and teen mom there was. And now this isn't the first time this has happened. It's not the last time this has happened. Just want to point out that it's going on. 844-500-4242. We got a lot planned here today. Biden will be speaking supposedly at 3:45. It'll probably be more like in the 4 o'clock hour, but we'll cover some of it. Again, as I told Grace, if he's coherent, we'll cut away quickly and pick and choose picking corn, ears of corn in the produce section at the height of the summer. And if he's really incoherent out of the box, we'll just go live, wall to wall. All right. I have some other news I want to get to here before we go any further here, so I don't lose this. Try not to, what I'm about to tell you, destroy your faith in the integrity of the hip-hop movement. Pooh Shiesty, for that is indeed his name, not his real name. His real name is Lontrell Williams. Pooh Shiesty, 21, has been arrested in Florida for allegedly shooting a security guard at 4 a.m. at a Miami-Dade strip club.
I'm shocked.
I know. We're all shocked. The security staff at the strip joint, the King of Diamonds strip joint in Northwest Miami-Dade, was escorting Pooh out of the club, out of the strip club. And apparently cash fell out of the rapper's pants pocket, which caused him to come up with the equalizer and fire off a shot.
I hate when I go in the strip club and I see Pooh in there.
Yeah. Is Pooh in here? Do I smell poo? Rumors flew on social media at the time that Pooh Shiesty had been robbed of $40,000, but he posted on his Instagram account that this wasn't true. Is that Pooh? That's Pooh, yeah. Pooh posted that in the Shiesty season. Not the Pooh season, Shiesty season. That's his last name. He posted that in February. It made it to number 3 on the Billboard 200 chart. That's why it was so familiar to all of you when we played it out there. You know, it's like those old songs from that. You hear 3 notes, 4 notes, you know it. You got it, even if you haven't heard it for 20 years. So this happened. Pooh's arrest came while he was out on bail after being involved in a double shooting in Florida's Bay Harbor Islands last October. He was charged in December with armed robbery with a firearm, aggravated assault, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon doing great bodily harm, aggravated assault with a firearm, and theft. He was out on a $30,000 bond from those charges. So now he's back in again. So Pooh Shiesty will not be appearing at any rap concerts near you.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
He's a very good boy. By the way, DeJesus's mother also had posted. She's also commented on the rape arrest of her illegal alien son from the Cape Verdean Islands.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yes, I like to keep up with the COVID relief fund arrest too. Former Olympic figure skater Luka Klasnik charged with defrauding COVID relief fund. And I said to myself, who the hell is Luka Klasnik? He's a Slovenian figure skater. But that's the nice thing about the COVID relief fund fraud. We don't just restrict the fraud to Americans. Anybody in the world can get involved in this. So this guy finished 26th in the short program in the 1992 Winter Olympics. So he didn't win a bronze, let alone a silver or gold medal. But when it comes to stealing COVID relief money, he did hit the gold medal. He got $2 million, but then they refused to pay him. He stages ice-themed amusement parks. I wonder why I was having problems. An ice-themed amusement. Does that seem like a good idea, an ice-themed amusement park? I mean, even in the winter, that doesn't seem like much of a business plan to me. Klasnik was arrested before he was scheduled to board a flight from Newark, New Jersey to Istanbul. Istanbul. You think he was trying to escape the jurisdiction, perhaps? So there's another one for you. 844-500-4242. I put this. This is a horrible case. I tweeted this one out just because the picture is so horrible. And I don't know if I should be talking about this without having a video to go along. But they got a picture of a woman who was severely beaten while pumping gas in a seemingly random attack at a gas station in Gardena, California. And it's a horrible case. But you got to see the surveillance photo from the gas station. Do you know the picture in Kennedy Babylon that I have of Ted Kennedy in the late 1980s when he weighed close to 300 pounds? He was probably needed a B cup or a C cup. This guy, they have him on video. He needs a double D cup. And the police description, he's between the ages of 35 and 45, approximately 6 feet tall and weighing between 300 and 350 pounds. I'm just trying to keep you abreast of the developments here.
Ha, 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 ha.
But, you know, go if you're on my Twitter feed, check it out. And we also put it in Howie's homework. There's a link to the story, and you can actually see the picture of this guy. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Let's see here. I'm looking around for my correct copy. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you know as a seller if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr listeners have attracted as many as 35 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a buyer, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. I mentioned that Olympic skater that's now been indicted for COVID fraud. He was in the short skating program. Jay from Chelsea wants to know, was he competing with Billy Bulger, Deval Patrick, and Dr. Fauci? I hadn't even thought of that, Jay. Perhaps he was. I don't know how short he was. He was a little bit short on money after they refused to send him his $2 million that he needed for his ice-themed amusement park in Warsaw, Poland. What could have possibly gone wrong? I mean, it's shocking that the government even realized that they were being scammed.
That was a plot line in Parks and Recreation, the TV show.
Really?
Yeah. One of the financial guys they brought in to manage the town's finances was an ex-mayor who tried to install an ice skating park or something like that and completely failed, bankrupted the town.
Wasn't that one of Trump's initial successes, actually, in government? They were trying to install an ice skating rink at Rockefeller Center, right? And the city just couldn't do it. They couldn't even like grade. They couldn't even grade the dirt that they were going to put the ice on top of properly. And it was going on for years and years. And Trump came in and said, just let me do it and I'll do it. And you can, you know, pay me an X number of dollars if I bring it in on time and under budget. He brought it in, ahead of time and under budget. Anyway, it's time for the poll question. Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life, get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. And Lindsey Graham had an interesting take yesterday on these relief programs, these extra $300. And let's play I think it was from a Senate hearing yesterday. Let's play the cut.
Bottom line is, I think there are people out there that are not bad people, but they're not going to work for $15 an hour if they make 23 unemployed. That doesn't make you a bad person. If you're working for $15 an hour, that makes you almost a chump. So, no, I don't buy that at all. I think there's a real problem we've created here to incentivize people not to work because simply they make more money. And I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming us. But our employers and our economy need some help out there.
Yeah, so I thought that was a good question. So what's the poll question, Taylor, and what are the results thus far?
Whose fault is it that Americans would rather collect than go back to work? Lazy people or politicians?
I'm going to vote for politicians. I'm with Lindsey Graham.
83% say politicians.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, once you make a mistake, you should try to correct the mistake. And only half the governors, the Republican half, except for Charlie Parker, of course, have decided that they're going to stop the extra payments. They're not going to take the money. They're going to get people back to work. But the Democrats are, we can't do that. And in the states that have Republican governors, but a Democrat majority in the legislature, like Maryland, they're apoplectic about the fact that the Republican governor, who's not really much of a Republican, Larry Hogan, I call him Larry Hogan Parker, wants to stop paying people not to work. But, you know, I think Lindsey Graham's onto something. By the way, the name of that park, that rink, is Woolman Rink in Central Park. And, Trump's success, though, has been, shoved down the memory hole. No one talks about that anymore. Just like the fact that, he was the first at Mar-a-Lago, he was the first guy to integrate the private social clubs with
Mar-a-Lago.
I mean integrate with non-WASPs, basically. I mean, he let Jews in, blacks, gays. None of that was allowed at the ritzier clubs where they still hate him. 844-500-4242. 413, thanks for the laughs concerning the C-cup guy. I actually said double D. I was feeling kind of down today, so I tuned in hoping to change my attitude, and you did the trick. You got to look at the picture. Then you'll pull over to the side of the road before you look at the picture, though. You're not going to believe it.
They weren't perky either. There were some hangers.
Oh, I know. It was horrible what he did to the woman, and apparently he did it to another woman earlier. But he just, he just started beating on her. But I mean, the picture is so hideous. It makes Ted Kennedy, that picture in Kennedy Babylon, it makes him look svelte. Makes him look like Twiggy. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie, love your show.
Thanks.
Portland, Maine here.
Thank
you. Hey, I was growing up during that time you talked about with Trump.
Yes.
Back in the ice age. And the people, they were actually stealing copper at night.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Chris. We're running out of time. We'll call back in a while. We're going to be back with Grace and Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242, the graduated income tax, the millionaire's tax. And if you're wondering, yes, you are a millionaire if you live in Massachusetts, or you soon will be. That's to increase the millionaire's tax 80%. That's going on to the ballot. They voted today 159-41. In case you're wondering, there's 41 Republicans, I guess. No, there's about 35 Republicans, so about 6 Democrats voted against it. So we'll have more on that as the afternoon goes on. That vote just went down. We have other breaking news before. Grace, you don't mind if we go back to the courtroom in Miami, do you?
No, go right ahead, good sir.
Because people are really interested in Pooh Shiesty. He's one of the favorite rappers of the Howie Carson. Pooh Shiesty, excuse me. This is Pooh Shiesty's Shiester lawyer explaining today what really happened when he was thrown out of the strip club at 4 a.m.
Essentially, what the document says and what the witnesses said on that day is that the defendant was being escorted out of the club. He reached for his pockets, looking for money in his pockets. A weapon was pulled, and it was fired at the ground.
Could have happened
and
to anybody.
After it was fired at the ground, allegedly the ricochet or whatever happened was one of the either security guards or an employee of the club was struck in his ankle. Certainly, it doesn't show up any intent to injure that individual. I think it is it looks to me like an accidental discharge.
Don't you hate it? You're looking for your $40,000. You pull out your gun. You mistakenly fire the gun at the ground, and a ricochet comes up and strikes the security guard. One of our VIPs today worked in he's a physician in the emergency room. I asked him, how many ricochet shootings have you dealt with over the years? I mean, not in a movie. I'm not about in real life. Zero. So here's the prosecutor.
Judge, the state disagrees with that version of the facts. I mean, this is pretty clear from the arrest warrant. What happened here was the defendant was angry because the victim in this case, who was a security guard, told him to put away his gun. He then grew angry. He pointed the gun at him and shot him. The victim specifically states in the arrest warrant that he had to move out of the way. He was directly shooting at him. The only reason he got shot in the ankle was because he jumped out of the way at the last minute. This happened in front of a club full of people. There's video of the defendant with the gun in his hand. He has a prior pending open case right now where he's also with a gun and two people were shot. So, Judge, we're going to be asking for no bond on this.
Two words, racist frame. This is an assault on the hip-hop community, and it will not stand. Pooh Shiesty. We got to start a GoFundMe page for him, Grace. Got to get him out. He's got to be ready for the big 4th of July concert. Probably, are the Red Sox, maybe he can get Fenway Park. You know, they're having graduations now at Fenway Park, high school graduations.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. They're not sending the Red Sox announcers out on the road. So the games sometimes, they'll be broadcasting the games, but they do the broadcasts out of Fenway Park. So, and the pitcher, He looks over to first base, tries to warn the runner back, and then, and now Howie Carr gets the diploma. Grace Carley gets a diploma. So it's a weird new form of broadcasting.
Yeah. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. Am I right?
Yeah. So why shouldn't Pooh Shiesty be there for the for the Shiesty? All right, Grace, what do you got for us?
All right, so the Inspector General has come down with a decision, much to the disappointment of all of the hacks at MSNBC. The decision to clear Lafayette Square during the Black Lives Matter protests was not so that Trump...
Also known as riots.
Yes, was not so that Trump could go to St. John's and have a photo op.
They were mostly peaceful riots.
But the big story was that Trump was walking over and they said this was a photo op so he could hold up the Bible.
Right.
And he used government resources so he could have this big photo. Well, no, that's all debunked. But
stop lying to us about about using tear gas. We saw it. It happened. We all saw it in real time.
And you did that to American citizens.
The Global Village saw people in that time with their heads thrown back and their friends pouring water in their eyes. Garrett Hake yesterday talked about it as well. You used tear gas. You used tear gas. You used pepper spray. You used rubber bullets to clash with peaceful protesters. We've got the tape. It's all on
peaceful
tape, Marco Rubio.
Protesters.
It's all on tape, Republicans. It's all on tape. We
oh,
saw
boy.
It
okay.
happening.
Okay.
Now it turns out it's just not true.
Well, I really like this
very
quote
fake news.
You know, I'm tempted to use an explicative to describe that rant by Joe Scarborough.
NBC's Ken Delanian, this is what he said about it. He said, "A narrative we thought we knew is not the reality." Translate that for us, Professor Carr.
MSNBC, explicative you.
Yeah, it's very, very fake news.
It was nothing but explicative.
Now, this is a story. There's been a lot of cyber attacks lately. There was a few yesterday.
The United States military tear gassing peaceful protesters in pursuit of a photo opportunity in the service of his reelection, even holding the Bible upside down.
That was in January.
I wonder if Biden's going to apologize.
That was 6 months after the riots.
Yeah, I wonder if Biden will make a mea culpa about that, say he was wrong, because he's about to speak soon. By the way, speaking of Joe Biden, he has dropped the Trump ban on TikTok and WeChat. I find this interesting. President Biden is withdrawing Trump-era executive orders that sought to ban new downloads of TikTok and WeChat and is ordering a Commerce Department review of security concerns posed by the popular apps.
So up until now, I couldn't have downloaded the app?
Yes.
Has anyone, any of the crack scribes of the White House press corps asked anybody about the latest Hunter Biden emails?
Oh, you crazy
with
conservative.
The in them?
No, I don't think so. I doubt any of those questions. Unless Peter Ducey, the one horse pony, gets at it. I don't think anyone's going to ask that question. But before Joe Biden speaks, I do want to play one cut here, Howie. I think you'll enjoy it. There's been a lot of cyber attacks lately, and Gina Raimondo, who we all know as a former governor of Rhode Island, she's weighing in. She
was a mini Parker, a mini Cuomo, a distaff Cuomo, I should say.
Yeah, and it's funny because these Biden administration officials, they love to tell small businesses what to do when they're telling them how much plexiglass to have or how much they have to pay in taxes. But when they get hacked, they really want to wipe their hands clean of these deplorables. Listen to Gina Raimondo, cut 10, please.
You know, this is primarily something that the private sector needs to own on their own. We obviously don't think anyone should pay the ransom. And Colonial, as well as other companies, need to do more to protect themselves.
It just seems like a year ago that she was ordering her state police to stop cars coming into Rhode Island that had New York plates on them, even if they were rental cars rented by Rhode Island residents, just stopping them in total violation of constitutional rights and the fair trade clause or whatever they call it between states.
But can you imagine if all of this hacking was going on under Donald Trump? People would be outraged. Like, what are you going to do to help them? Who are you going to take to war for these hackings?
Are you allowing these hacks to go forward because your puppet master Putin told you to allow it?
Yeah, connect the dots. Maxine Waters would be telling us to connect the dots. Howie, we're going to end this early because I think Joe Biden is actually going to be speaking pretty much on time. But I will be back tomorrow with more.
Thank you very much. You may have just received an email from me. Here's a quote from a recent lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal. Quote, "The president's economists are predicting the return of stagflation," unquote. Remember stagflation? We had it 40 years ago under Jimmy Carter, along with the misery index. It came back with Barack Obama in 2009. Stagflation crushes your retirement savings. The economy doesn't just stagnate, it regresses. A dollar buys less every month. You can already see it in the headlines. Inflation triples. Gasoline prices spiraling. Democrats pushing huge tax hikes on income and capital gains. The Fed's printing money they don't have. So, what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turned to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/HowieCar to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can take control of your retirement. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/HowieCar to get your free IRS loophole guide today. So if you visit goldco.com/HowieCar now, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. Go to goldco.com/HowieCar right now and see how you can open a qualifying account. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. As we went into the break, Biden began speaking. He's at a base in the UK, or a Royal Air Force base in the UK. And we haven't listened to much of it yet. But
it's in Mildenhall, but he keeps calling it Mendenhall.
Mendenhall?
Yeah.
Like John Mendenhall? He was an NFL player, I believe. Yeah. So, yeah, someone said, someone just texted me and said, first flub from Sleepy was, I keep forgetting I'm president. He's forgotten a lot more than that, too, I think.
The fact is that I don't remember.
All right, let's listen to a little bit of it, and if again we'll pull out quickly if there's
is not, he going to call them stupid bastards? He's speaking to the Air Force.
That's true. Yeah, they haven't called him bite me though, so I guess he's going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Here he
United
is talking.
States Army here tonight with us. Come on, man. To all you airmen and soldiers. Want to say thank you. We owe you. We're so damn proud of you.
A Mehrman? Ethel Mehrman?
So proud. And I only wish my major was here to thank you as well. Thank you for everything you do, for everything that you are.
He's referring
to
Bo.
That Jill and I and Joe enjoy more than spending time with our troops and their families.
Didn't Hunter have a career in the military, too?
I had the great honor of being in out of Afghanistan.
It was cut short.
Iraq, well over 27, 28
times. By a line
times.
Or two.
I think Jill's the only second lady in American history that's gone into a war zone, into Baghdad with me as well. You're the best. You're the best of our country. That's not hyperbole. You're the ones who sign up and run toward danger. When duty calls, less than 1% of Americans make the choice that you make, that you made. But the rest of us, the other 99% of us, we owe you. We owe you big. I've long said that as a nation, we have many obligations, but we only have one truly sacred obligation, only one. And that's to properly prepare and equip the women and men we send into harm's way. And to care for you and your families both while you're deployed and when you come home. And now that I have the incredible honor of serving as your commander in chief, I believe that even more strongly. You know, and I want to give an extra special thank you to all the families. As you heard from Jill, we Bidens are a proud military family. We know there's not
especially
just
Hunter.
The person who wears the uniform, who serves, the whole family has to step up. The whole family makes sacrifices. There's a famous Irish poet who said, they also serve who only stand and wait.
You got to write this time.
All those months Bo was in Kosovo. And then I watched all those that year he was in Iraq. She would stand at that sink leaving for school, drinking her coffee, and I could see her lips moving, saying that prayer, hoping that car never drove up in front of the house, hoping you never got that phone call. That's even more
true. Did he get a phone call when Hunter got thrown out of the reserves?
To curb the spread of COVID-19. Everyone in this room knows that our military families are essential.
We'll continue to monitor that. Again, I can't believe he's forgetting Hunter's service on behalf of the country. Why doesn't he mention Hunter? He was in the reserve, wasn't he?
I don't know, to be clear.
Hunter is, when he wasn't corresponding with his lawyer and throwing around the N-word and talking about Hennessy rape, he was in the Navy Reserve for Hennessy rates. Okay, I thought it was rape for some reason. Hennessy rates, excuse me. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. This is the crazy stuff that happened last night in Mexico City. Just as we were leaving the air, Kamala Harris stepped to the microphone and took questions from some reporters. And one of the quote unquote reporters identified herself as being from Univision, and she said something that we all figured anyway. Cut six.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Maria Fernanda at Univision.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. For me, it's an honor because I actually got to vote for the first time as a nationalized citizen, and I voted for you. So my question is, what would you...
Guess what? She wasn't a Univision reporter. At least that's what Univision is saying now. She just snuck in and said she was a Univision reporter, but everyone said that she must have been a Univision reporter. She voted for Kamala Harris. And then the question, why don't you play the rest of her question? I mean, the question basically is, we don't have the rest. Okay, we'll get some of it as the day goes on. But she's basically saying, so what are you going to give to everybody who's waiting to come into the United States? What are you going to give them? I don't know, EBT cards, mass health, Section 8 apartments, a free cell phone after they test positive for COVID-19, and then we put them on a plane with a free ticket wherever they want to go. Do they have a rate card for what states have the best welfare programs? Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Howie, so glad you brought that up. The key here, which does reveal that this was a setup by the Harris team to fake us out. This woman's real name is Maria Fernanda Reyes. The real reporter who's in Miami is Maria Fernandez Lopez. And curiously, when she was introduced, the Harris team member only introduced her as Maria Fernanda. By the way, these two women look very much alike. Okay,
Nick, so, why did they have to bring in a fake reporter to ask her a softball question? Why couldn't they just use one of the regular reporters?
Howie, it was a T-ball question, not a softball question.
I don't really see much difference, Nick, at this point, after watching 4 or 5 months of these people in action. They're, Madam Vice President, the Mexicans and the Guatemalans have some kind of ice cream down here that you can't get up in D.C. or California? I mean, that's what they've been asking for 4 months. 844-500-4242. Biden loved the troops, but he didn't mention D-Day, did he? That's from a texter. I'm Howie Carr.